I don't know what sexy is, and neither do they. It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Jack Frost.
Do what you do.
You're about this.
This show is all on fire.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Christmas
everywhere in
Vietnam.
Kendall, we're in Vietnam. Did you ever think we would be doing a show from Vietnam?
I got one thing to say for you. I got one thing to say, Cliff.
All right.
Good morning, Vietnam! I've waited my whole life to say that.
It doesn't matter that it's 8 p.m. It's morning somewhere.
It's morning somewhere.
Good morning, wherever you are. If you're in Busheltown and you're listening live on the radio, this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're an internet talk show / radio filler program on radio station KBSH, Ride 99.
You're listening to...
99.
4 a.m. Sunday mornings. Good morning, Busheltown.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great. It's great.
Stay up.
Good morning. Ride the whole night through.
I cried. Kendall, did you cry last night? Oh, right.
But I did cry on a different note.
But I was going to say how I cried last night, but then I didn't want to say it alone.
You know, I had my nightly cry session.
Why do we have such nightly cry sessions?
Because I think as we get older, the world, I thought about this a lot. Dr. Blathers helped
into
me with
a pile
this.
Of shit.
I mean, he was working on trying to make the printer work, but I had this thought when I was in the office.
While he was printing.
Yeah, as we get older, you know, we want to just not be worried about things as much, not stress too much about things, and so we just...
Yeah.
We let things go. Don't care.
I'm looking through holly colored glasses this Christmas season, everybody.
Shut it down.
This is a show. It's a Christmas show. Believe it or not. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
And then the listeners listened to rum-pa-pum-pum. Then they turned off the show. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
And then they unsubscribed. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Rum-pa-pum-pum. Rum-pa-pum-pum. This is a show. It's more about Christmas gift tips and ideas.
Gift tips and ideas.
Kendall, give me just the tip.
Oh,
of a Christmas gift tip idea.
Cliff, don't be afraid to look around you for inspiration when wrapping a gift.
Hey, I got some old pizza boxes. Put it in there.
Maybe not the ones that are covered with grease, but you know.
Tell me which ones are not.
Junk mail. Hey, some.
I got some f***ing junk mail.
Food packaging.
Oh
kids,
my God.
Artwork can all be unusual materials for gift wrapping.
Now, junk mail is kind of a fun idea.
I like that. There's so much of it already.
I got to buy a lot of gifts to keep up with all the junk mail that I get. So much of it. Oh, my God.
I get to give him.
Kendall, I had to call Visa and ask them to raise my credit limit because I keep having to pay for Terry the Temp to ship me my mail, and it's like 80 pounds, and it's all like coupons to a dog groomer or something.
God, they're all expired.
It's all debt relief offers, and they all are expired, and it's, I mean, it's like, here's 90 pounds of mail that I mention I called Visa to up my credit limit, guys?
Yeah, I'd like to lose 90 pounds.
Just to pay for the shipping. I would love, oh, Kendall, I'm not stopping at 90. I ain't stopping there,
and
bitch.
That's the best gift that I ever got.
I will not ever.
Was losing quite a lot.
I'll never be skinny again.
I know.
I'll never be thin. I'll never be slim again.
But enough about all the things we'll never have again.
I am. Oh, somebody. Oh, what were the many great things people said about me? One day, someone last week. You know how we were in Hong Kong and we were at that big park. You know, it's by that big lake thing.
Park Lake.
Yeah, it was Lake Park or something. And we were there. We were outside enjoying a beautiful day. We looked over. A lot of that. We looked over. We saw some art students, and they happened to be sketching us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I went over. I looked at it a little bit, and I said, is this like a reclining Buddha or something? And they said, no, that's you over there by the lake. And then I went to the other art student, and I said, oh, my God, is this Kris Kringle at the North Pole? And they said, no, that's you. You are very Santa Claus-like. And then they were the third one was a little bit culturally insensitive. And in a way, I can't quite put my finger on, guys. But I went to him, and he said, you know, you got a great nose. You have a great nose, and it's a perfect size. Usually, men your size have a really big nose. And oh, those are just awful. But you have a great, perfectly sized nose. And it was such a weird thing to see yourself through the eyes of an art student. And I said, why didn't you draw this other fat guy over there? And they said, I don't know, he just didn't have the spark. And so maybe I just added that later. I don't know.
It was really mean for me to push them all in the lake, too.
Kendall, do you have the all spark?
Oh, boss. You gotta hurry, whatever it is you're doing in here along. You need to go to this, the wonderful sweater knitting symposium here in the...
I'm so excited.
Yes, who would have thought coming here to the Hanoi Hilton in Vietnam, we would do such a wonderful thing. It's a sweater knitting symposium all about Christmas sweaters. You've got to be at the very next session, boys, because it's all about knitting a big Santa beard on a sweater.
Dear, have you ever heard of such a wonderful thing?
Oh, that
sounds like fun, I guess.
Don't guess about it, Bauer. It definitely sounds like a hoot and a holler.
You're right, it's several hoots and 12 hollers.
At least.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful time. I'm going to get some programs ready for us, dear.
All right, well, we're going to try to wrap whatever this is we're doing in here.
This show.
We're going to try to wrap this show.
And we just started.
All right, we'll be out.
Wrap it up, we'll be out a
little. Half hour-ish?
Okay, dear. Well, we're in line.
Oh, we're getting in line, boy.
Oh, look at this wonderful free toad I have. Oh, dear, come along.
Oh, what a breathtaking toad.
Okay, she has been so excited about this damn conference.
All
seminar, whatever you call it.
Seminar, symposium, conference.
Symposium.
At the Hanoi Hilton here in Vietnam.
I have a question for you. This is a tip that I have.
Just the tip?
This is just the tip I've got for you here. All right, question.
What is it, Kendall?
I have another tip here, but it's specific to what you do, and I want to know if this is accurate or not.
All right, is it? It's for library volunteers.
Exactly, for library volunteers.
Okay.
The chalkboard trend is huge and oh so perfect for them. Give a chalkboard frame, coaster, or candle, and have your kids write a special note. Do you want a whole bunch of chalkboards sitting around?
No. Now, really, I have to be honest, because one year at the library, we had a secret Santa, mm-hmm. right? And somebody, and I don't think I've ever done it after this year, somebody gave me a couple, like, trays, like metal trays that mm-hmm. had chalkboard paint on them and some chalk. And when I got them, I was like, oh, what is this? And I don't know that I said anything really bad, but I know I was, like, not over the moon about it.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, come to realize later, it was, like, the person, like, right there that saw me reacting was the Secret Santa. And so, I guess to answer honestly, I don't want that.
I don't want that.
If I'm a library volunteer, I want a gift card.
There you go. Gift cards are easy.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Give the person a gift card.
Yes.
We live in a new age.
New age. Kendall, I've got a tip for giving gifts.
All right. What a terrible tip.
Kendall, I want you to make giving your present an event.
Ooh,
get
like
creative
it.
With the packaging.
Confetti.
Rather than just handing them a gift wrapped in regular wrapping paper, think of putting confetti in it. Think of wrapping it in junk mail.
A parade.
And think of giving a parade when you hand it over. Kendall, then hide the gift. and send them on a scavenger hunt to find it.
Oh my god, this is so much work for one gift.
Hide a secret message in a book at the library that sends them to a code. Or send a present stuffed in a giant shark so that she has to gut it to get the gift out, everybody.
Or just give them a gift card.
Oh, well, or I say give a gift card, but why not bury it in one of those giant stuffed sharks. Animals you get from the fair?
And then make them gut it.
Yeah, then you gotta gut it. That's what Christmas is all about, Kendall.
That's what Christmas is all about. Whew. Okay, Cliff.
Oh, have you ever seen such finely knit Christmas scarves?
Look at this one, dear. It's wonderful.
Oh, sugar love, it's simply breathtaking. Those Christmas red and white candy cane stripes.
Oh, dear. I haven't had this much fun since the Doyle Convention of 74.
Oh, pardon me. That, just mentioning that convention. Oh, it gave me a mind about it.
I know, I'm not supposed to talk to you.
I didn't even know
you. Excuse me, boys.
Knew each other in 74. But
well, oh no, I didn't
not
know.
Not that sense, dear.
But we were both there. It was one of those destiny moments, boss.
And once we met, we just felt the connection from that convention, of course. Yes.
Not that either of you would know anything about that.
All right. Well, we're gonna let you go.
Oh dear, I've simply got to have something to eat. I'm starving. All of this sweater knitting on an empty stomach.
Oh, that does sound delightful.
It's giving me a bowel attack.
Well, I'm going to go to this seminar right over here, dear, and you should go up to the room, dear, because you can't order into the booth, of course.
Doctor. All right, I'll go up to the room and I'll order a sumptuous beef burger.
Sounds wonderful, dear.
Oh, yes, one beef burger coming up.
All right.
See you later, boys.
Bye-bye.
Cliff, I want you to give the gift of an experience rather than just stuff.
Are you shitting me?
I'm not, because stuff can create clutter, but experiences will warm your soul.
Oh, what a warm soul.
Isn't that beautiful?
Soul.
Wasn't it beautiful?
What a wonderful... Kendall, back in Busheltown. Back in Busheltown, it's time to tell folks what's going on for Christmas and the season. Tis the season to be jolly and joyous.
Tis the season to be jolly and joyous. Yes, Cliff, it is time. It's time for the Busheltown Christmas Community Calendar.
Community Calendar, Kendall. It's time. We're just going to talk about some Christmas events.
If you're listening outside of Busheltown, just go ahead and ignore this part.
Just ignore.
Like you're already doing.
Continue. Carry on.
All right, Cliff, I'm going to tell you about the lighting of the leg.
Shit.
In Busheltown, suburbs, every year they have a big... lighting of the leg, that's this Saturday, off of Shovel Street, right before you get to the Ho Court. They have a replica of the leg lamp from a Christmas store, and they're counting down to the big light up. It's their big major award. It's going to start the Christmas season of it.
Whoa. Kendo, pretty wonderful. Speaking of wonderful, down at the old Busheltown Snake Handling Baptist Church Jesus Jam, it's happening this Saturday at 6 p.m., everybody. There are live washboard players and jug blowers scrubbing and blowing your favorite Christmas hits. Also, big door prize will go to the lucky Christian that picks the Christmas snake. You reach into a barrel, there's a bunch of snakes. One of the snakes has a bell tied to its tail. And if you should reach in, pull out the Christmas snake with the bell on it, and if Christ, the serpent slayer, prevents you from being bitten by the very, very poisonous snake you've just picked up, you'll win a Christmas dinner gift card to the Beef Boy.
Sounds like it's worth it.
Good for one combo. Sides are extra.
Oh, that is a good way to go.
Yeah, what a good way to go.
The Beef Boy.
What I think to myself.
What a wonderful way.
All
right, Cliff. They are having the annual Snowman Poop for Pets.
Sure they are.
That's coming up on Sunday.
Poop for Pets?
Yeah, it's the Snowman Poop for Pets. So if you come down to the Busheltown Center for the Arts...
You let your pet poop on a snowman?
No, I'm explaining. It has nothing to do with real poop.
Kendall, I'm going to guess every second of the way.
I know you will if I leave one second of space. So I'm going to just keep talking a run-on sentence. It's from the Busheltown Center for the Arts. You can buy yourself a cone of snowman poop.
with dog shit in it?
It's Hawaiian ice, Cliff. There's no shit involved. And all proceeds go to the Busheltown Pet Shelter. Come on down.
For the love of pets.
Get you some snowman poop.
Oh, Kendall. I don't know that encouraging our nation's youth to engage in scat play is a good Christmas activity for the family. But if you are so inclined, why don't you head on down to the Potter-Butter-Butter-Turn Center for the Arts this Sunday for an all-new holiday ballet / musical. Kendall, they're calling it The Rye Cracker. It's a Busheltown twist on a Christmas classic with a book by poet laureate Bertrand L. Rimey and music and lyrics by Busheltown rapper One Chain. And guess what, Kendall? They have gotten choreography by the one, the only, the Tommy, the Tune, Tommy Tune.
Tommy Tune.
Rye Cracker. Kendall, it's The Rye Cracker.
That sounds like an instant winner already.
Yeah.
I spell a break, Cliff. I gotta take one right now.
Well, goddammit, Kendall, you are gonna have to wait. And I'm sorry to spank you live on the air, but
that did hurt.
You're gonna have to wait.
Oh, do you got more?
You're supposed to say, please, sir, may I have another? Here, yeah, and yes, you may. Here it is. Kendall Monday. In Busheltown. It's the 20th. I'm just fucking getting started. Sorry. Don't get me started. You did get me started.
I got you started.
And now you pay the piper. Kendall Monday. It's the 20th annual Christmas Carol Sing Along at 5 p.m. Everyone named Carol is invited to the Busheltown Community Center to sing some holiday tunes.
Space is limited.
Stay late for hot cocoa, candy canes, and a look at the photo of the year Carol O'Connor, better known as TV's Archie Bunker, dropped by to the old Christmas Carol sing-along. Now, if you are not named Carol, you will not be admitted.
I'm sad that we're left out of that one.
Stay the hell out, Kendall. And you have nothing else?
Well, I think I did have one more. I forgot. I thought we were running short on time.
You know it's the damn holiday season.
Clip, they're having a Busheltown.
All right.
Clip, they're having the Busheltown et al. Parade.
Et al.?
Yes. It will be making its way down Main Street in the square this Friday starting at 2 p.m. Mm. That's for anyone that celebrates Christmas a different way than the others in Busheltown. It's the Festivus for the rest of us, if you will. And they decided they're going to do that on Friday.
All right, Kendall, if you're doing that Friday, why don't you hang around till Monday? Finally, everybody, I know you're sad. Kendall, it's Monday at the historic Busheltown Dump. It's the first annual, at least it's the first since the dump became a historical landmark. It's the urethrowing contest. It's BYO Wreath. And what you do, you come and you compete in a variety of tossing contests and different things like that, including best form, furthest distance, most balls, and over the Festivus pole.
Uh-oh,
and
there you go.
Kendall. Winner of the urethrowing contest gets a Busheltown Dump Fast Pass, which gives you instant access to the dump 24/7 for the 2018 calendar year.
Oh, I'm excited.
Get on down.
You know, they got a new ride over there. You sit in this tire, just comes up and hits you in the ass.
Hits you in the ass. That's what you gotta watch out for. Anywhere, basically, these days. Kendall, it's dangerous out there. I'm Cliff, and this is a break we're about to go to.
Here we go.
Hey. You've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
This close to Christmas, I was beginning to run short on time, but Mervyn's had gifts for all the men on my list. This week, there's a sale on campus La Tigre knit shirts. Little boys' La Tigre shirts are only $7.99. Big boys, just $9.99. And it's the shirt all the boys are wearing. La Tigre knits for big guys are just $12.99. I got his favorite colors and saved $5 on each. I found perfect gifts for the guys at great prices at Mervyn's, your Christmas value store.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Christmas show. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We're at the Hanoi Hilton here in Vietnam. And Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn and Mr. Snodbottom, they, where are they at the moment? We need them in here for hot slum drinks.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mrs. Potter. Oh, here she comes.
Oh, there she is.
Hello, dear. I'm so sorry, dear.
That's okay. We need you. We need you for hot subjects.
Yeah. Where's Mr. Sunbottom?
Where is he?
Oh, dear. Well, he just went up to place an order for rooms. Oh, here he comes right now, dear.
Oh, I've just placed an order for room service, boy.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I can't wait.
Oh, yes. I ordered 2 beef burgers for us, dear.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I can't.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, dear. No, please. I've almost lost my appetite.
Oh, disgusting, boy.
Well, if you guys don't eat food, I'll
eat stomach.
You gonna eat the beef burger?
No, I'll eat all the fixins that come with it.
The fixins. He'll just have a big mouthful of fixins. All right, well, we're here to do hot subjects.
Oh, Lord, dear. Oh, hot subjects? I can't take it.
Nothing too controversial.
Not while we're at the symposium for sweaters.
Oh, well, here's a very innocent Hanoi Hilton. Well, and I don't want anything controversial happening here.
Look. Won't be too controversial. We'll keep it clean.
I've got now, Kendall. I've got a hot subject.
All right.
May it please the court,
Kendall.
Everybody knows that Greg's is a sausage restaurant, right?
Greg's.
It is.
Oh yes, of course, Greg's here.
And it's in the UK, I believe. Everybody knows Greg's is an old-fashioned eatery in the UK.
A wonderfully old-fashioned eatery. Well, where have you been?
Well, they are sorry, guys. They're really, really sorry because they ran an advertisement that replaced the baby Jesus with a sausage roll in a traditional nativity scene. And you can see it here. Here it is.
Terrible, dear.
That's giving me a bow. Look, it's so blessed.
It's such a terrible thing at Christmas, no
now,
way.
Now, the offending image shows the 3 wise men surrounding one of Greg's trademark sausage rolls rather than the newborn king. But the image has been deemed tasteless rather than tasty by pressure group the Freedom Association. They call the image sick, guys. He tweeted, "Please boycott Greg's official to protest against its sick anti-Christian advent calendar." But you know what, guys?
Take the sausage out of Christmas. Put the Jesus back in.
But you know, the spoof has proved more popular with other social media users, with calls for those offended to get a grip, and others saying
it
made her day.
Yeah, I've never heard such a terrible story.
Oh,
my heart is racing.
Oh, I admit I stopped listening. I was so offended.
Well, one tweeter said, "I don't see any problem with what Greg's has done, seeing as Jesus backwards is sausage." Yeah, so that was the best response I saw.
Anyway,
what do you think, guys? It's so hot of a subject, I can't believe we're even talking about it on the air.
I'm just not sure we should talk about this. It's close to Christmas, dear, here on the air. It's such an inappropriate subject for the etiquette.
Oh, no.
I just don't know how we're even going forward with it.
Sugar love, what have they done to the etiquette? Oh, here at the Hanoi Hilton of all places.
I'm sorry, I just can't talk about this. Well, there's such wonderful things going on here with
all the right, family. All right, I'm so sorry. But it was a hot subject. I told you it was a hot subject.
Okay.
Look. I told you it's hot. Now, Kendall, do you have one that is equally hot?
I got a lukewarm one. No, I'm kidding. It's a hot one.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, my God. It's hot.
Up for debate.
You are going to flip your lid when you hear how hot this subject is.
Oh, but please don't use such vulgar phrases as flip the lid.
Excuse me.
Thank you for apologizing.
Cliff, Mrs. Butterbutt Butterchur, Mr. Snodbottom, have you heard... I want to address you all. Have you heard about this? There's been a lot of scientists coming out now. I don't know if you've heard about this. Something about
as gay.
No.
Damn it.
That UFOs are in fact real. Like that aliens and other life forms are in fact real.
I don't think so. I mean, I know that Anonymous posted that it was going to come out. Where's the proof? The proof's in the pudding. I've yet to see the pudding.
Dear, I would love some pudding.
Oh, dear, I need a bowel pudding. Maybe that's why I've been having so many bowel attacks today. Oh, speaking of the devil.
Oh, my goodness,
knocking
dear.
At the back door.
What do you think about that, Kendall?
I don't even remember what I was talking about.
Aliens.
Aliens. Oh. I mean, I believe in aliens. We've talked about this.
Sure.
Dear, please.
I don't not believe in them. I just...
I know.
I need proof. Okay. Mm-hmm. When I hear people talk about paranormal experiences, even though, you know, I'm not going to say what we've had or not had over mm-hmm. the years, I'm such an Agent Scully, and I cannot mm-hmm. believe. I just don't believe.
I know. I'm Mulder, you're Scully. That's why we make a good team.
I just don't believe it, Kendall.
All right.
Okay. And
we did not even ask what you guys thought.
Believe it or not, Kendall's argument has not swayed me.
Oh, well, let's get on with this. Never mind. I've got to leave. What about my room service?
Room service.
Goodbye, boss.
Oh, my dear. Well, I'm very sorry. That was improper etiquette for him to just run out of here like that.
Well, it was, but it's okay. I've got another hot subject, and it is hot.
All right.
I'm not going to lie about the hotness.
Don't get too hot, dear.
Kendall and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter turn. Police in Northern California say that there were some people looking for an innocent Christmas tree when they found, a partially clothed woman who had been kidnapped and abandoned in a rural area. It was tragic, everybody. They found the 25-year-old woman in a wooded area on last Monday, and the woman, she had sought shelter in a burned-out tree. It was like my side of the mountain. As she drank water from a mud puddle, it was like 127 hours. And was exposed to extremely cold temperatures, rain, and snow.
Just
like Everest, the movie.
That's horrible.
No.
The woman told police she was a kid, and so she's alive. It's a Christmas miracle, by the way. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's got a heartwarming ending. Dun, 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 dun. She's alive. Kendall and Mrs. Butter. The woman told police she was kidnapped a day or two earlier by acquaintances who believed she had stolen drugs. It was a drug deal gone wrong.
How tragic.
Kendall and I once had a screenwriting teacher tell us to never write about a drug deal gone wrong, and yet there was one in life that happened. Yep. And does art...
It happens. You gotta write reality, Cliff.
Shit happens.
Get on it. Let's write that story.
Shit happens.
Oh, dear. Well, things do happen. I will say that,
they do.
Dear.
They do. So, that's all my hot subjects that I've got.
Oh, well, dear, I'm so... relieved, dear. I mean, that was a tragic story, but I'm afraid I can't take anything
else. Oh, my God. Look over there. Isn't that Mr. Snowbottom's room service tray?
The
clerk or whoever's, they're taking it back to the kitchen.
Whoa, here he comes down the stairs.
From the other...
Mr. Snowbottom, did you get your food?
Oh, the food, it wasn't there, dear. I had my mouth all set for a beef burger.
There was nothing
but an empty space in our room.
Oh, dear, you better go call them and reorder.
I'll go call and reorder, dear.
Oh, what a great idea.
There they go. Kendall, it's time for What Is It With You?
Oh, what is it? With Kendall.
And again, I say nobody knows. We're trying to put our fingers on it.
All right, here we go. This is, you know what it is.
I'm going to get them in one.
You're going to get them in one.
Hints in search of an answer.
There you go.
Clues in search of a solution.
All right, the first of these.
All right, first of them.
Were made in Germany around 1550 A.D.
1550 A.D. Christmas tree.
Nope.
No.
The first ones in America were created by William DeMotte in New York in 1870.
Oh, DeMotte.
Mm-hmm.
An eggnog spritzer.
No.
No.
But in 1880, Woolworths began selling them, and other stores began selling them as well by the late 19th century.
Assless panties.
No.
No.
They were usually made of glass, metal, wood, or ceramic.
Crotchless panties. Are you going specific?
Yes, very Christmas themed crotchless panties.
Hey, you don't know what Mrs. Claus is wearing up there.
They were originally made by blowing heated glass.
Blowing glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christmas lights.
Ornaments.
Ornaments is what I meant.
I don't know why I just yelled the correct answer. I couldn't take it anymore. I'm not used to you taking more than one to get it, Cliff.
Kendall,
I just couldn't take it.
You are intentionally doing this to humiliate me at Christmas.
I'm sorry. I apologize for being so.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to get this next one in one.
The use of this is first documented in ancient China around the 2nd century BC.
Scotch tape.
No. This was sometimes known as a qi pao.
A qi pao. Dreidel. Nope. I made you. This is the Jewish portion of the show.
It was originally made with rice straws and bamboo fiber.
Rice straws. Bamboo fiber.
Originally made with...
Originally, and it's something to do with Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And it is...
It is causing 5 million tons of waste annually.
Well, aren't we all? Christmas ornaments.
Yeah, we've already done that.
Who could remember?
This has been shown to positively influence the recipients who are more likely to rate gifts as better using this.
Rate gifts as better?
You can use junk mail as this item.
Oh, wrapping paper?
Wrapping paper.
Why didn't you start with that?
Oh, sorry. Junk mail makes a great version
junk
of this.
Junk mail?
All right, this one you're going to get on the first one, I swear.
Our old funny papers, didn't you love a gift wrapped in funny papers?
The origins is unclear, but many scholars believe the custom may ultimately have derived from Germanic paganism.
Giving frankincense.
No. It was one of the most widespread Christmas traditions in early modern Europe.
Kissing under the mistletoe.
No. The first recording of its appearance dates back to 1184.
Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
1184, yes.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't know
it
till then.
It would sometimes last 12 days, giving us the 12 days of Christmas song.
The burning of the Hanukkah oil.
No, there's some burning, but not a Hanukkah
burning,
oil.
Burning, burning, burning.
The first clear reference to
a Yule log.
Yes! Not that I log. Not the sense you think I said I did.
Oh, I've just returned from ordering more room service.
Oh, I'm so excited, dear. I'm so hungry.
I'm starving. Oh, seeing all of those Christmas sweaters being knitted earlier. Oh, my. It was a quiet enough. I'm very hungry.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait.
All right, why don't y'all go and wait outside the booth?
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. How did Robert have to get to this? I'm so sorry, dear. What's the matter?
Oh, I should have ordered some appetizers.
Okay, is that right. It?
Clip, that is it.
That's it.
Oh, look, there is Mr. Snotbottom's food tray again. He's missed it again.
Oh, he missed it because they're making out behind that column over there. Gross, guys.
Get a room.
Get a room. We're in the damn Hanoi Hilton.
Go in your room and order some room service.
They already have a room.
I know. Go order some room service and stay there.
Oh my God, they're really... because there's mistletoe, that's why.
Oh.
They're just following Christmas traditions, Kendall.
Well, I gotta follow a tradition, Cliff.
I hope we've helped some people today.
We've helped so many people.
Yeah.
I was gonna follow that great tradition and wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, I wanna wish you one, too.
Well, Merry Christmas. All right, great. Check that one off the list. All done.
All right. I'm going to wish you one, and my wish goes like this. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Which is tough for you.
It's tough for anything.
I've got a Christmas quote, Kendall.
All right.
Christmas now surrounds us. Happiness is everywhere. Our hands are busy with many tasks as carols fill the air. And who was that to say but Shirley Sallay?
Oh, good old Shirley.
Good old Cheryl. Don't call her Shirley.
Cheryl. I will honor Christmas in my heart.
Damn it.
And try to keep it all the year.
Got that right.
Charlie Dickens.
You f***ing A, Charles.
All right, Merry Christmas, listeners. Merry Christmas to you, Cliff.
And to all.
A good night.
A good night. Good night, Kendall.
Except for Vietnam. Good morning, Vietnam!
Boss, did you see where my room service tray went?
Here, look at this bill for room service we have. It's enormous.
It's enormous. We haven't even eaten a bite. Oh, my. Oh, dear. There's this mistletoe above you.
Oh, dear, please. I'm going to go get the manager.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Christmas. Believe it or not. A good night.